What are we doing?
Well, listen, man. How about we talk about some general facts about Antarctica?
That place is fucking cold.
It's cold as shit. Nobody lives there. The
Well, no.
tourism is
Incorrect.
shut down part of the.
Shut
That's
up,
true.
Ben.
People do, but
People do live there, but it's mostly scientists and
Nobody
shit.
lives there permanently.
Because they.
No, correct.
Yeah.
But the majority of people, there are humans that work there doing like
Unless
sub-zero research and shit like that,
nobody
and
normal lives there.
unless we think that
A bunch of
there
pencil neck
may be,
scientists live there. How about that?
unless we
Yeah.
think maybe there are people that live there permanently.
Well, that's just the that's just it, isn't it? That's the whole
That's what the
That
government
might be the
doesn't
whole
want you to
trick.
know.
So
They
might be
use
the
your
whole
tax
trick.
money on igloos.
The Agarthans might live there. The Nazis might also live there. Maybe they summer there and they winter in like Chile or something like that.
Maybe.
Food for thought.
Hey, you know, Argentina sounds like a good place to be during the colder months of Antarctica. You
Yeah,
know,
exactly. I don't know
it's.
what the quarter months are. It's like
I don't know,
southern
but I know their
hemisphere,
w
right? So
winter
it's
because they have the
I think August is like the middle of winter, isn't it?
their all I know is their winter is completely dark. Like it's they it's always sunny during like the summer, spring, and whatever. But like I think the winter is like when they have no sun.
Yeah, it's like Alaska where they go
Well,
through
wouldn't it be the
like what?
opposite of Alaska because it's in the other
It might
hemisphere?
be, yeah, I don't know.
So I think it'd
But
be like summer is fully dark because I was in Alaska this summer and it was like always bright. It never got dark.
the way that their seasons work is fucking weird. That's all I know. We can maybe Wikipedia has something for us.
So like in the summer when it's always dark though, I guess Satan lives in the ice.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. There's Eldritch horrors
I yeah,
beneath
that's what I
the
heard.
surface.
I heard a lot of things like that actually. That was most of what I read about was all the weird
Yeah, I
things.
mean, there was some movie I remember watching parts of on like one of those movie review channels that was like vampires in Alaska, and they waited for like the dark time of the year, and then they just went in there and mauled a bunch of people.
Right, that would make sense, right? Like if
It made a
vampires
lot of
did
sense.
exist, like they'd be places like, you know, Alaska or Antarctica or, you know.
Well, I don't think they'd be in Antarctica because they wouldn't have anything to feed on, except for like
They could
penguins.
feed on the emperor penguins.
Yeah, are they even real? Maybe those are the
Don't know.
vampires.
I heard birds aren't real as well. That's,
I've heard that as well.
you know.
I
I
know
heard the
that's
penguins aren't
the
real. That's, you know.
Zoomer conspiracy theory is all like pigeons are drones and remote controlled shit. Walk over to my shelf real quick and take a swig of my whiskey.
I have a gin and tonic.
I should get some fucking bourbon to just have in my room. I feel like if I get a bottle of bourbon only for my room though, I'll look like a alcoholic.
Woo,
Yeah,
man, that
you
is
definitely
good
will.
shit.
What type?
That fire and ice crossover that fucking Johnny Walker did, it's really good. Damn, that burns.
Word.
I stock Johnny Walker pretty frequently.
Oh, I don't drink unless I have to.
I don't drink, he says after taking a drink.
I don't drink unless I have one of the situations where I have to.
Imagine that.
All right, so Antarctica, really cold, shitty place that nobody goes to except a bunch of fucking scientists and people that are staring at the sun and the stars and shit. Okay,
Yeah.
cool.
They
So,
have
the main.
skydiving there too. The runways that they build are built out of like blue ice. It's kind of crazy.
Interesting.
You know,
Blue ice. That
I would like to go down there one day just to say I went down there, but there's like no fucking
can't
reason to
go.
go
You
down
can't
there.
go down there, Brad. It's an
You
ice
know,
wall. You can't if you can't get on the continent, it's an
oh, that's
ice wall.
true.
They're
The
lying to
continent's not
you.
real. It's
It's not real. I
Yeah, I forgot about
unironically
that part.
while we were doing the research started thinking maybe it is an ice wall. Maybe it
Maybe.
isn't real. Maybe the Earth
What?
is
Right,
flat.
that's the whole flat earther thing, right? Is it or one of them. But
I was getting a little deep and was like, maybe the Earth is flat.
yeah.
This might be real.
You know what I never understood about the ice wall? It's like, how the fuck is there an ice wall? I know the area is cold, but like it's almost constant sunshine. Like in if you know the whole like climate change, global warming shit, is the ice wall melting or
So
is it
that
just
ties
like
in
made out of
actually.
fucking.
That ties into
Right.
a clip I listened to, right?
which is talking about the different types of ice, and one of them is just normal ice, and the other was sky ice. And sky ice was a different color. You couldn't hold it with your bare hands. And allegedly, that's what the scientists who like study ice are really there to study is the sky ice. And apparently, the ice wall is supposedly made of sky ice. And if you dig into it, right, with like a big drill, you can get through it, but it requires a big mining drill to drill the tunnel. And it heals itself over time. So after like a
Oh, of
decade or
course it
two,
does.
the whole tunnel will be gone. It'll be
Yeah,
rebuilt in.
of course it heals itself
And
over time because
sky
it
ice.
couldn't just be normal ice.
Yeah, supposedly it doesn't melt into water. Supposedly it just becomes like nothing
Maybe we could
when
have
it
the
melts. It just
nematodes
evaporates into nothing.
drill it for us.
That makes
I
that
don't even know
doesn't
what
even
those are,
make
but
that doesn't even make literal sense.
no,
Like
it doesn't.
you
Well, that's why they're investigating it allegedly, because it doesn't
Well,
make
yeah, of
sense.
course.
Doesn't
Of
fit our
course.
paradigm of science.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, it just doesn't fit our
Yeah.
paradigm,
man. Come on.
Our paradigm of science, the science brought to you by Mega Corporation XYZ.
Yep. It doesn't fit stuff that BP funded. What can I say?
BP. Don't even bring that company's fucking name up in this chat, dude. I'm still
British
pissed about the
Petroleum.
I'm still pissed about the fucking Gulf. Anybody that So I don't. You may not be able to not get BP gas because that's just what's around you. But if you willingly go to BP because you think it's a good brand, you're an ass clown.
I
Those
don't go to
motherfuckers
BP. I go to
destroyed the
Wawa.
Gulf of Mexico. Those
Who
guys
is going to
destroyed the
BP?
Gulf of Mexico, and everybody just forgets about it. Fuck,
Gulf of
fuck
Mexico is
BP.
a dump. It's a dump anyway.
Yeah, but they still fucked up our water, and they're just like, oh, well, we're just incompetent. Sorry, haha.
You live nowhere near there. You live farther than I do, and I live far away from there.
Yeah, well, it's the principle of the matter, right? I can be
Completely
pissed.
different
Look,
watersheds.
if people on Twitter can be mad for other people for no reason other than to feel like they're accomplishing something when they're not, I can do the same thing.
We're not on Twitter though. We're on a podcast, and we're not talking about
If
the
I
actual
owned an
topic
oil
of the
company,
podcast.
I would spill it all over the pl I'd spill it all over the Midwest.
We know.
Yep.
Go
We
for it.
know.
We can use the oil here.
The Midwest is interesting. It's good for like occult feeling, I've heard. A very dark
The
place.
Midwest is the best part of the
Much
country because
like
we literally have
Antarctica,
drinkable water.
the thing we're supposed to talk about.
Oh.
Great segue. Now, back to
What?
sky ice.
Antarctica
Antarctica. Yes,
doesn't
sky ice, you
exist.
know? Yep, not real. Sky ice heals itself. He makes up the ice wall. Allegedly, we don't even know how thick the ice wall is. Though the thing I was listening to said that allegedly they attached, what do they call it? Those weird earthquake sensors to the wall so that when they felt earthquakes, somehow they could calculate the distance of the wall or the width of the wall, the shaking.
Yeah, I guess you
But I
could
don't
do
know.
like
That's I heard
I
they have
guess
an
you can do
earthquake
like the
weapon. They have it there in Antarctica.
a what harp?
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Care to
They're
share?
using harp to generate they're using harp to generate earthquakes.
No, harps are
Dude,
from
that
like the
takes you
Middle
back.
Ages.
That's early 2000s, late 90s conspiracy theory
Yeah,
shit.
that's
That's
like
like
Alex Jones stuff, isn't it? Like
I was just gonna say
that's like
that's
early Alex
prime.
Jones.
That's prime conspiracy shit right there, where you start bringing up like harp and weather engineering and
That is
shit.
pre Sandy Hook Jones stuff right there. That's pre Sandy Hook Jones.
Jesus Christ.
Back when people took him serious.
Oh,
Back,
God.
yeah.
Like, people took him relatively seriously back in the day before he
People
went
still
off the
do.
wall. Yeah, some people do, but not
Yeah.
as many.
Kanye definitely does.
Your Kanye might.
I like
He
the
went off the wall,
timeline.
though.
I like the timeline we're in.
A little jarring, isn't it?
Interesting time. Yeah, it's a jarring, it's a entertaining timeline. Imagine that.
We haven't even gotten to
But
2024 yet. I don't even want to
no.
know. You know? That's. Yeah.
2024 is gonna be boring, dude. We don't have. Well, no.
I was
Actually, I
gonna say,
take that back. Maybe that's the year we get the. Maybe that's the year we penetrate the ice wall, and we see the edge of the Earth and the giant fucking turtle underneath
Well,
it that we've been riding on for the last 10,000 years.
what
It's
if
some like
the
Iroquois myth, isn't it?
giant, like, lizard climbs out of the big hole in the middle of Antarctica and we all get
The
eaten?
lizards are already among us, bud.
All right. Well,
They don't
listen.
have a giant lizard king.
Says
They're
the
already
guy
among
with the
us.
fucking bronze bars as his profile picture. You are a You're the kind of guy that stockpiles precious metals thinking that when the economy collapses, we're going to be trading in metal and not
I
lead.
have very few fresh metals. I have a lot more lead. I have much
Maybe
more
they're
lead.
hiding all the gold that's supposed to be in Fort Knox in the New York Depository in Antarctica so that we can like get it when the economy's about to fall apart. Maybe that's Biden's plan, is to ship all the gold from Antarctica back here and save the economy.
Oh, so that's where the giant hole is where the Fed is.
Well, that's just
In
where
is
they're.
it?
I mean, look, think about it, right? Like the most, if we're talking about ice that heals itself, no matter the size of the hole we put into it, you literally just use a low yield thermonuclear weapon, blow a hole in it, dump gold in it, let it heal itself, bam, it's solved. There's no trace of that, of anything ever being there, and we have
Well,
300,000 tons of gold frozen in a wall down
so that's where the
in the southern
pyramids
part of the
were.
planet.
But who's to say that it doesn't absorb whatever it heals over?
Right.
Then maybe you've lost all your gold.
Yeah,
You know,
I mean,
you
then the
can't
gold
observe
that.
because you can't see through it. You can't observe it
It's like
absorbing
slime in
stuff
Dungeons
that.
and Dragons. It just dissolves anything that
Yeah,
enters
it's like
it.
slime in D&D, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. We're that's canon.
Okay.
We're gonna write that on. We can write that on the wiki right now.
It's canon. It's
On the
canon.
wiki. It's canon D&D. Trust me.
I've played Baldur's Gate 3. I can make shit up too.
Bro, I've been playing the fuck out of Baldur's Gate. That shit's fun.
I
Yeah, I've
bought
been playing
Starfield.
Minecraft all day.
I
Bro.
play Minecraft.
Let me
That's what
run
you sound
more than
like.
that. Shut up. I'll kill you.
You won't.
I will. I'm
That's
on
a
my way.
threat. I'm gonna talk, tweet about it on Twitter, and I'm gonna get you canceled.
Yeah. Well, this has been great so far. We've
How
talked
much
for
does
like
an Antarctic like researcher get paid? That's my question.
That's a good question. It's good that you brought us back, because we completely left the continent again.
I refuse to be corralled. I will talk about what I damn well please want to talk about.
Senior research analyst. Is that?
Well,
Hang on.
senior research analyst is going to be paid the most. I bet they get paid a mean 30K a year. They should probably get paid much more than that. They probably get paid six figures.
I would kind of think being posted in the Arctic would be a punishment rather than a prize. Like
I
you would
think for like
you would
the military, it's something they don't post you to. It's a voluntary thing.
Oh,
I don't think
probably.
that, yeah, they don't force you to go. And I think same with like research positions. Like no one's gonna force you to go to the Arctic. It's gonna be something that you choose to
Yahoo
do.
Finance, here we go. There's an
Oh
article.
yeah, there you
Lady
go.
Antarctica.
Reliable source, fucking
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Yep. 155,000 a year for opportunity of a lifetime in a
Look, that's not bad considering that your
Antarctic.
expenses are
What?
probably zero while you're there.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do give you like room and board. I'm wondering what a
It'd be pretty funny if they made you pay for food and stuff and you ran out of money while you were there and you starved.
that would yeah,
Well,
that'd be a little unfortunate.
the other thing that they're not telling you is you're going to be like surrounded by like a max 50 people and living in a hellscape. So, yeah,
Well,
you'll get paid 250 grand a year to go down there, but then you'll get fucked up mentally and sociologically when you come back.
do they need to tell you that? I think you kind of know that already.
Unless you're desperate for money, I don't know. It's kind of a hard time.
Yeah,
this is
you're
just
also
for
like
mechanics,
you're
though,
also a high
right?
enough quality researcher that you're going to Antarctica.
Oh, they need cooks too. You just go to
Oh, they
culinary
need
school and then
cooks.
say, hey, I'm going. And they'll
I'm
probably
going to
take you.
Antarctica. Poison the whole base.
12
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke, but threatening me about 5 minutes ago wasn't.
No, it was absolutely not a joke. I'm gonna kill you.
The fuck?
I'm coming. I told you.
So I did a quick Google search, and the average ticket cost, this is ridiculous. This site must be just bullshit, because they say a flight can cost between 6,000 and 100,000 per person.
Yeah. Average salary at McMurdo Station, Antarctica is like 80K. So,
That's not great for
no.
living in
No.
the freaking Arctic.
I mean, I guess if you're one of those people that's piss poor, that has piss poor money saving habits or financial habits, like there's nothing to buy down there, so you just be sitting on your money constantly.
That's true, but then you just spend it when you get back.
Construction well, yeah. superintendent makes 85K. Or no. Yeah. Okay, I thought I read the wrong salary for that.
But like, I can make that like not in Antarctica.
Listen to him. I can make that. That's fucking pussy money.
Facilities slash maintenance well, I can't supervisor. Personally, but 95K. Like, I don't know. Some people might jump at the opportunity for this if they give them room and board. I would. I'm fucking.
You're gonna move.
If
down
that
to the
was
ice
like.
Team.
If that, wall, like, my, yeah, if that was, like, if that was, like, in Europe or, like, to Japan or something, I could see that for me. But, like, Antarctica, that's a fucking shithole.
Yeah, of course you want to go to freaking Japan. Imagine that.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm just naming shit. I don't know. We haven't even talked about Nazis in
no,
Antarctica
we haven't
yet.
We
which is, like...
Even, no, we haven't even given the basic information about the continent yet.
No.
We started talking
I mean,
about
we have.
We kind of...
We
I mean,
have. It's okay. cold. There's penguins there. No,
generally,
let's get a little bit more deep.
We could get more detail.
So we started researching it in Antarctica. I think it's Operation High Jump in the 1940s with Admiral Byrd, right?
I believe so.
And he was the first person I think to fly to the South Pole and back for the U.S. Navy. A lot of people think that there's something suspicious about the operation that we were trying to see if there were Nazis there or not, but. It's likely we're just trying to, you know, research the continent or the ice wall or whatever you want to call it. You know, just saying.
Generally, there was a belief that they were trying to go to Antarctica to like do something. I don't know, like maybe well, build a research base themselves. But
well, yeah, you mean the Nazis or us?
Yeah, the Nazis. So
well, I mean, I think that there's like. Records that they were like
there might be
in,
yeah.
but I don't know if they actually ever went.
I'm almost positive that they had bases like not even being you know memeing that the
like
Germans had bases in
yeah.
Well I mean the Germans that before Hitler the Germans had this big thing about exploring shit and I think it was either in the late 18s or the early 19s right up until the 30s actually might have been in the 30s. They sent a research expedition down there to map it and do all that geographic shit,
yeah,
and they were
right
really,
now.
They were really
New
big
Swabia,
about that.
Right. New
yeah,
Swabia
they wanted to set
up.
Yeah, they wanted to set up an like an outpost there because that's where they were going to do a bunch of research for.
Yeah.
Fucking science and militaristic things because that yeah. was right when Hitler was taking power and he was like, "We're going to store all our shit in the ice."
They sent a boat out in 1938, and it returned in 1939, I believe.
Yeah,
and, something like that.
But allegedly, they never advanced any territorial claims. They never, like, actually tried to claim any of the region. They just
no.
were considering it.
No, because in 39, that's when they would have invaded,
Poland. Yeah.
That's when they invaded Poland, and they realized we need to stop fucking around in the snow and fight the British and the French because they're about to beat our ass.
Yeah, they probably didn't have the time.
And then they didn't because the fucking French fell apart, but whatever.
It's a little more complex than that, but you know, we can talk about this in a whole other episode, maybe.
Bro,
but,
I'm trying to insult our international audience before we even get going.
Good. I, you
we're,
know,
we're going to have plenty of moments to do that. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but the interesting thing about the Byrd expedition to me is I think it's his son published like a memoir in 2012 that he allegedly wrote.
Yeah,
it's got like a description of him saying. I'm sure you all like.
So this is the one thing I read about. And it was also debunked. It was not written by him, from what I understand.
So,
I saw
reports that said that it may have been debunked, but it's not entirely clear that it's truly debunked. It's possible that it was written by him and then embellished by his son.
Right.
It's possible it was written by him, but all I saw is that there's no. Concrete evidence that he actually wrote it. Not that there is concrete evidence that he did
If I remember correctly, there was a YouTube channel where you can listen to and watch a bunch of this shit. If I remember correctly, it was a South American newspaper that came up with the UFO shit during for the whole Operation High Jump thing. It was either mistranslations, misquotes, or I think it was Argentina, if I remember correctly. The Argentinians were just like tweaking out and they wanted to write something about the Americans bumping around the Arctic and they came up with this whole spiel about Nazi UFOs and the fact that we lost like two aircraft carriers and a bunch of ships and there was flying discs flying around and shooting people like it was Star Wars and shit. It's actually really interesting, but the hard part with the whole thing, what gives it a little bit of credence is the fact that it was classified for a while. But
I'm not even talking about that. You didn't.
There's
Did
a
you hear
lot
about the
of.
thing where he went into the inner Earth or no?
I
This is
if
what
we're
I heard
talking about the
memoir,
same.
the memoir talks about him flying and then looking down and
Right.
seeing
Oh,
valleys with
yeah.
This is what I
forests and
read.
stuff. And then he met
Yeah.
the he got like UFOs came out. They called them, what do they call them? Flugenrads, I think. Like Flugelrads. Something like that, which is like it's like
Whoa.
German for like flying something. I don't
Right.
know what I think it's like flying disc maybe.
Well, weren't there records of them working on flying discs, the Nazis?
I don't know if there's actual
In
records.
That's something for another
I
episode,
know
probably.
it's yeah. That's how we can dive deep in that. That's like a deep topic.
Yeah.
The whole like the Nazis themselves are a very deep topic with like the conspiracies, but like Nazi witches and stuff like that, and the flying saucers, you know. But allegedly, these discs took him to their like civilization down there, and they said they were in the inner Earth, right? And they guided him out, but he met their leader, right? And their leader was I don't remember. I don't know if his their leader's name was given or not, but they called themselves the Ariani, right?
Interesting.
Of course.
And they looked Germanic.
Okay.
They had like blonde hair,
This
blue
is
eyes,
snow elves
taller.
from fucking Skyrim then.
That yeah. It's just the Skyrim snow elves, but they live
Yeah.
inside the earth and they consider themselves Aryans.
Man,
But
I
yeah,
didn't
and
know we
like.
had the Underdark for realsies, dog. What the fuck?
But it was actually a very similar narrative to like the UFO narrative, where it was they took an interest in us because of our nuclear tests, and if from what I recall,
Interesting.
and not just because of our nuclear tests, but because they felt we were headed towards a path of destruction, and that we would destroy ourselves, but they would be there to ensure that when we did, the survivors were able to rebuild a civilization
You ever notice
without
that all these
nuclear tests.
UFO things, when it correlates into like nuclear warfare, everybody's like, "Oh, the aliens are here to watch us to make sure that if we get too close to the edge, they can bring us back." It's like, why the fuck would a hyper intelligent can get from here to God knows where, from God knows where, alien species with flying aircraft that we can't even possibly match, want to give a shit about us monkeys throwing nukes at each other?
Because people want to feel safe. Probably.
Yeah.
People
I
just want
get
to
that,
feel
but
like
that's
there's
just
something watching out
desperation,
for them,
right? That's just
whether, you
like
know, yeah, I mean, it
it.
is. You're looking at like aliens like the way that you would look at like that you should look at like God or something like that. Like you should look at a higher power like that, not aliens, but people in an age where people don't believe in God, people believe in aliens that will do what God does.
I
I
can
mean,
find
people
the
even believe that God that like in the past like in, you know, the Bible would say like God created people. But like a lot of people now believe aliens created people with the Prometheus sort of thing.
Right.
Well, it's because a lot more people nowadays look at science and be like, you know, I'll buy panspermia. I'll buy the fact that we
Yeah,
came from like Mars and shit.
yeah,
And
I
this
mean,
is like a
there's no
Earth's like a
evidence.
colony of something.
There's no real evidence to support that, but
No, yeah, but that's why
you know.
people buy it. They'd rather buy that than thinking the planet was made in 6 days and that we came from a magical garden and shit.
Yeah, a lot of people would probably rather buy that today.
Man,
Historically, people would buy the first.
there's your right hook against there's your right hook, Christians, come back.
I'll come back to you right now. Left him. Maybe we were made in 6 days. Imagine that.
That was a really shit
Have you guys
job. That was a
ever?
really shitty
Yeah,
patch notes.
I don't know. I mean, I would come back to you, but like, I don't have a fixed opinion on whether we were made in 6 days or not. So I haven't done enough research on it. So I can't really come back at you with like a lot of you know,
Time warps.
facts and logic, as Mr. Benny Shapps would say.
Oh
But
God.
you know.
The truth doesn't care about your tears, liberal.
So here's my thing, right? Like, it's like cold as shit in the Antarctic, right?
No.
It was like really dangerous to send all these people like over there to like to even like
They sent
discover it in the
fucking
first place.
aircraft carriers to the Arctic, which is insane, right?
Yeah.
Because you're talking about boats that need to that you're talking about. This is in the 1940s, so it's not like nowadays where you have de-icer and shit. You're
Well,
talking about metal ships that are sending prop aircraft into high velocity winds in the middle of fuck off nowhere to
right.
fly around and try to find something, and you got pilots that are flying over these ice caps and flying over these ice fields. The light of the sun is reflecting back off of this ice at the perfect angle. They can't see shit, and they're flying around trying to find anything that matters. And then we come across this shit. That's why I don't really buy the story about this dude flying over the Arctic and finding this like wilderness of like this oasis in the middle of the ice, because
Well,
it's like
so here's the thing.
it's some of the most dangerous weather you can fly in
There are
with.
places with no snow in the Antarctic.
There are, yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm not saying there's not, but like this sudden like tropic or like jungle-ish area that just magically appears out of nowhere,
Right.
and he comes over the horizon, and then these objects come up and they do some maneuvers around him, and then they somehow contact him, know what frequency he's on, can speak English or German or whatever the fuck they were supposed to be speaking, and
I
then
think
you
they
know the
were
rest of the
speaking
story goes
English.
off. Probably English, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of things in this story that have to line up for it to make sense, and this turns into one of those theories where it's too good to be true, right? It's kind of like how people nowadays claim to see UFOs and everybody carries a fucking
Well,
iPhone
yeah, it's like the
or or
face on Mars too, right? Like they don't, you know. Like we
I actually like the Face on Mars story. That's a really good one.
it's cool, yeah. Like we see things like that, and we try to. There's a term for it. I forget what it is, but we try to like make sense of it.
You know what's funny? I was literally playing Starfield last night, and I'm on Mars, and they have a statue in the game for the man on Mars, and it has the term you're trying to find out, but I don't
Oh,
remember what it is.
that's shit.
Look, I mean, there's a lot to a lot of stuff has to line up for this sort of thing to happen, right? For that his story to be
Right.
real. I will say that, like, some of the things you pointed out, not necessarily like great critiques, because keep in mind, we're not talking about like, oh, there's like a jungle in the middle of like the freaking
You
ice
know, we're talking
plains.
about a
No,
giant
we're
hole.
talking about a giant hole that leads into an earth inside of the
Yeah.
earth. That's a
Which
little
is even
different.
better. Which is even better
It's
because
even wilder.
well, especially nowadays, right? Like satellites, like. So the easy counter to oh bullshit, they're just hiding, they're you can go on Google Maps and I can't find it, and the person you're talking to who believes in this will be like, oh yeah, well Google is just going back in and using the copy tool and just copying over the squares of ice and shit so you can't see the hole. And it's like, I would think a hole that can swallow an aircraft carrier would be kind of hard to hide on every single publicly available map and satellite image of the
Listen,
Arctic.
man, it swallowed
Well,
Atlantis too, so.
you understand that most of the people that are proposing this theory would probably say that those satellite images are
Well, yeah,
fake.
we have
Oh
to.
yeah,
We have
or
to.
that there's no satellite. Like, people that believe in flat Earth don't believe in satellites at all.
Yeah.
Right,
They believe things are shot up for show.
it's the same people that when you show them and like you tell them, oh yeah, well NASA does doctor the pictures they give you of the Earth because normal pictures of the Earth look like shit and they want to sell these pictures. And it's like, yeah, well what about that one picture where it was proven that the guy used the copy and paste tool in that cloud formation? That whole thing disproves global Earth. It's like, dude, no, they just got lazy.
Yeah.
Holy shit,
No.
do you really think? Do you really think that NASA is going to sit there and pay somebody $180,000 a year to go, okay, we need to recreate South America pixel by pixel so we can fool them? It's like, no, dude. They're just like, it's a federal agency who is nickeling and diming every project so that they get more money next year. They're just trying to do it the cheapest and fastest way possible.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I probably agree. I like to give credence to the flat Earth people sometimes. yeah. But the flat Earth, right? I will say, like, I'm not entirely against the idea of flat Earth, even though I am mostly against it, because it does seem pretty stupid, I'm saying. One of the most interesting things, though, to me, which does to some extent tie into Antarctica and flat Earth and all that, is Wernher von Braun, because it ties into the Nazis, which he was one of, and they were in Antarctica, so this ties in. Wernher von Braun, right? And his gravestone has one thing on it. It only says one thing other than like his birth and death dates and name.
Oh, yeah, the
It
passage in the Bible.
says Psalm 19:1, right? And let me read you the New King James Version of Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. So the way I can see, like, I think people might take it out of context because they focus on and the firmament shows his handiwork. He could just be saying the heavens show the glory of God or declare the glory of God. But it is interesting that he chose a specific passage that says the firmament shows his handiwork.
Do you think he'd be that on the nose, though?
Well, I mean, he is dead when he is
Well,
dead. It
I'm just
doesn't really
saying,
affect
right?
him.
Right. I'm just saying, right? Like, there's a lot of these cases where people will point at things that are like, oh, see, they put this Bible passage in, this particular piece of software, and this proves that the simulation of reality is real. It's like, no, he was a product of his time. He was born in the 30s, 20s, 30s, and 40s. And people were a lot more religious back then, especially Germanic. And he did his, that's what he wanted to leave on his gravestone. I see why people connect the dots there, but I think the more obvious thing is he was just a Christian who wanted to leave something that remotely was relevant to his work and life. I think that's more so.
I don't believe he was religious. He was a member of an evangelical church, but I think most historians believe that it's because his superiors in like Texas and that area were evangelicals. Because he was a Nazi. The Nazis were not a re were largely not a religious group.
Yeah, they were
They
very
were
like
cultish, though.
that. Yeah, they were. Some of them were occultish. The SS were. I don't. He's not an SS guy. I don't believe.
No.
No,
The SS were the occultish ones. I don't think he was a religious guy. I think he was. Now, that being said, anyone who's interested in like the classics or like is well read is gonna have read probably the entire Bible. But like he could easily have chosen a passage like Genesis 1, like and God created the heavens and the earth, something like that, which to some extent would convey the same idea, like oh, the divine created the heavens.
Right.
He did. He There are other passages he could have chosen, but he chose to include the one that talks about the firmament. The only way he
I
could
get
have been more on the nose is if he chose like. I think it's like Genesis 1:12, where it talks about God putting the lights
if he could have literally just
in
said
the
the earth's flat on
firmament.
his gravestone.
Earth's
That
He
flat.
could have
True.
literally just said, like, he was a
He
smart dude, right?
could have said the earth flat. That would have been pretty funny if he said the earth is flat.
Von Braun was the guy that helped build the Saturn V fucking rocket that got us into space. He could have literally just put on the gravestone, lol, the earth is flat,
Lol, the earth is
dumbass.
flat. Get
Earth's
wrecked.
flat, dumbass.
Yeah. Look, I don't necessarily think the existence of a firmament necessarily implies the earth is flat,
No.
though, either. And I know we're not talking about flat earth and not
Well, now
Antarctica,
this is
but
tied
they
into it
are very related because a
extremely.
lot
Yeah.
of the conspiracies with Antarctica rely
That's
on flat
one of
earth.
the sects just
But
straight up says that Antarctica does not exist, which is a conspiracy about Antarctica.
Well, I
The
mean, it
ice
makes wall would be Antarctica
Yeah.
not existing. But
it makes sense, right? Because
a firmament.
if there's an ice wall, that would be where the base of the dome thing would be, and then the ice
No,
wall would
yeah.
be
Right.
tall enough to where you
Well,
couldn't climb it and see the edge of the planet.
so
Although
that's
that'd be
going
fucking
into
trippy, though.
you would think that, but we'll go into this later. There's actually more than one theory of the ice wall.
Right.
But the firmament doesn't necessarily imply a flat earth. It could imply a globe earth with a larger sphere surrounding it. Just a thought.
So, a platter within a dome?
No. A sphere within a sphere.
Oh, fuck.
So are we in a
Okay.
we're in a snow globe.
Yeah, is it the firmament is just the like the edge of the heavens, like outside of the heavens. It's like it's conceptualized as a dome on a flat earth, but it could also be a sphere over in with the globe as a sphere inside of it. So I don't think the firmament necessarily means the earth is flat. So he's not necessarily saying the earth is flat on his gravestone. He may just be saying there is a firmament, which ties in with biblical theology somewhat well, even though he's not a Christian. Which, you know, lots of high level people like this have said cryptic things like that towards the end of their life. Not that I can cite anyone else, because I can't. But I have heard of other people saying similar like things. Yeah. Well, that's just not all that it seems.
Is it because their brain's rotting, or is it because they actually know something? Right, like, that's the whole.
Well, that's the question. Yeah. Do they have Alzheimer's, or do they have holes in their brain, or do they know something that we don't.
Wernher von Braun died on June 16th of 77, so he would have been alive for the moon landing.
I believe he helped with the moon landing.
Probably so.
Well, yeah. No, my point was going to be, like, if this was supposed to be some kind of nod against, like, you know, the firmament and there being, like, a physical barrier to, like, whatever is out there. Like, his project literally debunked that, because we went to the fucking moon.
That's true.
Did we?
All right, well.
Did we?
We should save that one for a whole episode, too.
I am fully fine
being the hard-nosed skeptic of the group.
That's good.
We both know that you are a skeptic in a lot of things.
The moon landing is like almost a pride. It's almost like a topic of pride, because it's what my country achieved, which is the greatest accomplishment mankind's ever done.
But did we?
And if that was faked, like, that is such a disastrous
that would be a
blow
slap
to
in the face. Well, but we are
it's
going
such
back
a disastrous
to the moon,
blow.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well,
Well, but not with people.
No, not with people.
But I would say, like, even if I'm not, I don't, once again, I don't have a fixed opinion on if the moon landing, I oscillate over the moon landing was faked or not. I do 100% think that the footage we have of the moon landing is fake. I don't believe that footage is real.
In my mind, right, like, the cameras that we had set up, I feel like the footage would have been ruined and all that, right? Like, we didn't have...
With the radiation belt and stuff like that, I don't think there's a great way to get the footage back. I also think there are a lot of inconsistencies in the footage itself, if you really, like...
Yeah, but the thing with the radiation, though, the thing with the lunar radiation and going through the Van Allen belt and shit is it's not actually that bad. It's not nearly as bad as a bunch of conspiracy theorists make it out to be. It really is.
Regardless of that, if you break the footage down frame by frame, it doesn't look that convincing. And that's irregardless of whether we went to the moon or not. Even if we did, I don't think that it rules out the footage being fake.
I don't know.
We
could have gone and said, crap, the footage, we lost all of our footage, we have to make some stuff up here.
Yeah.
And they could have planned for that beforehand. They could have planned, like, if we lose the footage, we have this backup stuff in place.
That would be interesting. And in that case, what if we did keep the footage? We'd have to look up how they actually did everything. That'd be interesting, because they probably have all that broken down and declassified now.
Let's contact Buzz Aldrin.
Punch in the face. The one thing I will give credence to is that NASA interview where they're talking about I don't remember the exact topic, but I think they're talking about the new rocket they're building, the Orion rocket or whatever, and the guy literally says something about lost technology, something about, like, re-finding technology or re-engineering technology to go back to the moon.
We don't have the technology to go back to the moon now, all of a sudden. That was the whole thing, right? They said that we didn't have it.
I think that's a really piss-poor gotcha.
Yeah.
I think that's a really piss-poor gotcha, because somebody's like, oh, see, the person at NASA fucked up that line. It's like, no, I think you just have a nerd who's used to sitting in a room and calculating each breath of air he takes, suddenly put in front of a camera and told to read a script, and he fucked something up.
Yeah. Generally, I think what he means is probably the technology's old as shit, and they have to build it again.
And now it'd be even better, because now we can sprint around the moon. I mean, the fucking India got there, right? Yeah. India just in this past month or so landed on the moon, and the Russians just rammed their shit into the moon too. So there's still country on this planet that can't get there. So unless the Indians are faking it, and the Chinese are faking it, and the Japanese are faking it, along with us faking it, I really don't buy into the whole.
Isn't that the theory about Antarctica as well? That we have all these fucking countries there because they all know something we don't.
Yeah, but then you run into the classic conundrum of how many people do you have to kill to keep a secret, right? We literally have like Russia up there, right? We have Russia there, and Russia right now with the way of current events would kill to be able to put a bullet through our national pride. If they give them the chance to spill some shit, oh, the Americans are experimenting on Stargate technology in the Arctic, and they opened up a portal, and it went Event Horizon on them, and demons came out of the portal and murdered a bunch of fucking people.
Dude, it could be a similar thing to like the Epstein Island idea, or the idea of
Don't even start.
The idea that mutual compromise creates loyalty, right?
Yeah, and that, I have shit on you. You have shit on me.
Yes, if we have stuff on them that we can spill, they can't spill the stuff on us.
Yeah,
or
but, so,
maybe
but the
same. The
thing,
maybe what they can spill on us would mutually hurt them, and they don't want that either.
What do we have on the Russians that would keep their mouth shut? They literally
I don't know.
we went to the moon.
It sounds like dangerous
and we have
information to have, to be honest.
But there's tiers to this, right? Like if we're talking about blackmail, where we have a gun to each other's heads and we won't spill it because I have video proof that you fucked your secretary in your office and you cheated on your wife, and you have financial proof that I cheated on my tax returns last year, that's one tier. When we're talking about nation states, we're talking like if the Russians could prove we never went to the moon, what could we have against the Russians that would incriminate them on something?
Prove that their leader is a lizard.
Well, so what?
I don't know. We could have something like nukes are fake. Who knows?
Yeah,
that's just, like you know.
It would be like I don't know. Maybe like Putin is
Putin's gay. I don't think.
Maybe, but like there's tiers to these things,
we're
right? Like
put
if
a fucking disclaimer on this video.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Well,
have
no,
to.
I mean, it get over it. I don't know. But like, it's just, I know, those libtards. We might as well hit both sides. Get over it, libtards, and get over it, trumpets.
Conservacucks. Libtards.
One of my friends says trumpets, but like, it's one of those things where if we have it's like Matt. It's like mutually assured destruction, right? Like you nuke us, we're gonna nuke you. It's what's the magnitude of dirt we have on the Russians or any of
That's
these other
countries?
What's the magnitude of the dirt that we would have on any of these other countries
to
stop
to
them from revealing information?
Because that like what?
Like we did, wasn't it recent? Wasn't it recent that we got caught spying on our allies and everybody just blinked their eyes and went, "Yeah, they're Americans. That's what they do."
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, also like
so,
I mean
it happens
keep in
a lot,
mind
probably.
Like. Keep in mind, what percentage of the population would care if you said that the landing was fake? Right. The majority. The Russians outed us a few times. They outed us with the Boston Marathon bombing, right, for one thing. They said, the FBI said, we have no idea who these guys are. And the FSB was like, you absolutely do. And then provided the freaking receipts. And no one cared.
Oh, that I
Nobody
know.
Cared.
People yeah, that care. I had no idea.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
The FBI is like you do know who
I guess people's goldfish attentions. I guess people's goldfish IQ and attentions nowadays could play that card now. So I guess we could have Stargate in Antarctica and we could just be like, yeah, so what? Fuck it, who cares? Oh, here's a distraction.
Here.
Milk is $6 a gallon now. Everybody panic about that.
Yeah, people are a lot more worried about their finances than they are about aliens.
Here's a real hot take. Here's a distraction. UFO disclosures coming.
And that's the sad
every
thing,
time
too, because a lot of people died for that.
Disclosure happens.
A lot of people died in ufology and the whole, like, MUFON thing to finally get to a point where the government admits that there's shit flying around that we don't know. We know it's
who
not the Russians or the Iranians or the Chinese. Huh?
Who died at MUFON?
Not recently. So, do you... I don't
I'm
remember...
I'm not really well-versed on MUFON. I know it's, like, the Mutual UFO Network, but...
It wasn't MUFON. I'm just saying that, but...
Okay.
There was a guy that was a amateur radio dude in the 80s or 70s or something like that, and he picked up some, like, confidential shit at a nearby Air Force base, and the Air Force intelligence literally told their security people to tell that dude that he picked up aliens, and they fucked with him for like 10 years, and he went psychotic and killed himself.
Oh, yeah, that sort of stuff. Yeah, I've heard of that sort of stuff happening.
I don't remember the details. That's a Y-Files episode on YouTube. If anybody watches that, it's a really good, really good YouTube channel. But I mean, that's proven shit. The guy,
they mess with people for fun, essentially.
Right. So, like, who's to say they don't have these kind of psychological operations in the Arctic where they purposely let shit out that nobody in the real world would believe, but right. 50 scientists in this isolated base that is snowed over for 6 months out of the year have to, like, contemplate, and then it's all bullshit anyway, and they go fucking crazy. I mean, suicide is a huge issue in the Arctic. Like, that's a demoralizing place. That really is.
In Greenland and Iceland and stuff, they have some pretty high suicide rates, too.
Do we have to bleep out the word
Inuits? Actually, we might.
Do we have to bleep out the word suicide?
I know you can't put it on Twitter. I don't know. YouTube might not be a fan of.
We could just not monetize that word. Like, we're not gonna be able to monetize this right away. So,
well, we might get age gated.
Oh, true. Yeah, we could bleep.
We
out.
Might
that's
get
fine.
Age gated.
That's
for,
fine.
For
we, could, it's, we could. That's fine.
Yeah.
I forgot
I'm an adult in the real world,
and I can't handle bad words. Oh my god!
Yeah, see, we can all handle things. A lot of people apparently can't. Like, I was shocked at some of the things that are age gated for. Things you just can't say on, like, podcasts.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you can't say that word. Like, that's insane.
There's probably a lot of words that we say that we probably.
I'm like,
can't.
I'm like,
yeah.
I hear this word.
Epstein, 9/11, moon landing fake.
We hit a lot of them, I think.
I mean, I said that one thing in the very beginning. That's getting cut.
Y'all said a lot in the very beginning. That's a big chunk of a video that needs to get fucking cut.
Poor Nick is going to have to go through this, and he's.
I don't think we can release.
Oh, you know what we're going to have to do? This is our excuse for Patreon.
Yeah, there you go.
We need.
Yeah,
a
we can keep the whole. Except for some of the. Stuff at the beginning, maybe.
Don't worry, guys.
Will need
we're talking
to get
about 9/11 on the page.
See, my
censored versions of the podcast, right? Like, that could be what we do.
We don't have a Patreon, just
not
FYI,
yet.
In case. But in case you opened up an alternate tab on your phone or whatever, we do not have.
Not yet.
Because we don't have content that's worth that yet. I don't want to start charging people for shit
for content
that's not worth it. That's
give
stupid.
Us,
I'm not.
We're gonna get a big backlog, and then we can put all that up.
Give us a week and then we'll have a Patreon up. Don't worry.
A week? More like a year.
I was gonna say, with the rate that we work at, probably about like a month.
Hey, we started this podcast three years ago.
Yeah.
Well, we started.
I think
we started a paid version of this.
This is more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started a version of this podcast 3 years ago, we decided to reboot it. By the way, if you didn't know, this is a reboot of a podcast that we started 3 years ago.
And I believe a podcast you cannot find on the internet anymore, really.
Oh, yeah. That's what we got to sell that on a t-shirt, right? The podcast you can't find. It's like Alex Jones's fucking No, I'm not. No, we're not. We're not. But I'm just using an example.
I don't think that's even the address, is it?
No, it is.
Oh, fuck.
Believe me, I've been on there many times.
Yeah, you would know.
I would know. I would know, but no. So we really diverted.
Unfortunately,
from
an entertaining guy. That's true.
He's a very entertaining guy. Very entertaining. Whatever you think about him.
Yeah.
I mean, some of his episodes on Rogan. Some of those episodes are some of the.
Let's be honest.
The best podcast ever made.
Let's be honest.
I've
his content
entertainment scale.
His content when he's with somebody like Joe Rogan or he goes onto a panel with like Destiny or something, oh those are God. Some of the most entertaining fucking things I ever watch.
I want to see him and Hassan sit down.
I mean, and that would Joe Rogan always picks a great co-host. Like he picked Eddie Bravo did too, and Tim Dillon.
He doesn't think the fucking sky is the way it should be either, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. He's all cracked out when it comes to that.
He probably doesn't believe oxygen's real. I mean,
he's a flat earther. So. This is what happens when you expose somebody to California.
Eddie Bravo. Oh yeah, Eddie Bravo. No, Eddie Bravo is because Jones believes in the moon landing. Because I remember the one episode I watched. Eddie Bravo started screaming at each other in a flat earth.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
And Alex Jones was the voice of reason. I was like, what's going on?
But weren't we supposed to be talking about Antarctica?
We'll
backtrack a lot here, back to when I said about the ice wall and how it doesn't necessarily indicate that it's the edge of the dome, right?
Okay.
So here's a Twitter account that I found way back in the day, and I bookmarked the tweet because, you know, I'm like a schizophrenic. And I have no...
You mean by the way?
Yeah. Am schizophrenic.
Stop dead. Disclaimer. Dead naming Twitter. By the way.
Oh, X. My bad. X.
We can't put this up at all.
Yeah. So
this is fucked.
What do you mean? It's fine.
This is great. This is fucked. You can't just
freaking dead name.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not nearly that bad. Because nobody calls. X or nobody calls Twitter X. Everybody just calls Twitter Twitter. It's like
I love seeing news sites say the site that was formerly Twitter.
Or the oh, it's like Facebook. Yeah.
Twitter. The links it's like are Facebook. Still Twitter links.
Oh yeah,
too.
That's called Meta now, isn't it?
Oh
yeah, it's Meta now.
Yeah, it's Meta.
My Facebook app though still says Facebook, oddly enough.
I think mine does too.
Yeah. I'm out here on X, and by the way, when I bookmarked this, I believe it was still Twitter.
But yes. Okay, yeah. The link will still be
disclaimer,
Twitter.
Disclaimer, and the account is at Antartary and Antiquity. I don't know what they post. It could be crazy stuff. Like, it could be, like...
Yeah, this is unvetted
stuff. I don't know. This is unvetted. I don't know. This is the only tweet I've ever seen by them. I've never looked at anything else. If they post, like... It's not on me. This is about Antarctica.
God, I don't want to have... I'm going to have to sit here for, like, 3 hours fucking scrubbing this and making sure...
Well, I don't think you have to scrub that. I don't think you have to scrub that, because that's me giving, like, a disclaimer. Like, I don't know what this account's posting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they're a conspiracy account, I would assume.
I'm afraid...
And of some those, of them lean pretty far right.
I'm afraid of those numbers being anywhere near our content.
That's a fair point. So, I'll just read the tweet. Credit to at... and Tartary 2. The gateway to Antarctica. This theory is based on the concept that the Earth may in fact be much larger than we have been told, and there is a way into the unknown through the so-called Summer Gate. According to this theory, the outer worlds are hidden from us while we are part of an obedient slave colony in the inner circle, in parentheses, the continents of Earth. It is an elaborate illusion to lock people in a forbidden zone so that people will not even think of exploring further. According to the theory, the ice in Antarctica melts in the summer, creating a gateway through which ships can pass to the open sea, where other continents unknown to us lie. This is why no planes fly through Antarctica and ordinary people are forbidden to explore it. Now, I believe some of this is true, that like normal people can't really go like past a certain point in Antarctica, and I don't believe planes fly over it. I believe they only fly, they can circumvent it, and they can fly across certain portions, but they can't fly directly over
the edge. They let people skydive in Antarctica, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but near the edge. They can fly near the edge, but I don't believe you can fly into, like, the center area.
I think the reasonable explanation with that is the fucking weather in the Antarctic is fucking disastrous, and airplanes nowadays are all fly-by-wire, and the last thing you want is your plane to ice over. And the fucking and the computer on it to freak out and crash your plane. I think that's the more reasonable explanation. Either that, or it's just another one of those like, oh, it's a classified military air zone. You can't be here, yeah, and then they just go, okay,
yeah.
That's fair. That's somewhat reasonable. I do think that the idea of the art of the ice wall being what's keeping us in like this inner Earth area, and then there's other continents outside. I think that's interesting. And then the theory would actually have there being another ice wall leading into a greater ocean outside of that. And that's interesting too, because it hooks into Atlantis to some extent, because
Right.
Atlantis was a city of three rings, and this would have three rings of like continents essentially. I don't
Okay.
necessarily believe this is true, but I think it's interesting to
It
say the least.
Atlantis. Now
And
that.
I know I've anecdotally heard that like a lot of like sailors or people who spend a lot much of their time at sea do believe that there are unmapped continents and that we really haven't mapped the whole world.
I mean,
Oh no,
like.
yeah. That I absolutely like Yeah.
with the amount of time that has passed and since we started making maps, I can totally buy that the changes in sea level or the weather or whatever else happens, that there's land masses that we don't see anymore. I think I was listening to something where they were talking about the passage between the Antarctica and South America, and it used to bridge, right? It used to bridge kind of like how the Bering Strait used to go
Yeah,
between
the
Russia
Bering
and
Sea bridge,
Alaska.
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there was a land map, there was a land bridge that went from the tip of Argentina to the western side of Antarctica in the 15 whatevers, and they would have to navigate that because there would be island chains and rocks there, and then the sea level melted or whatever, and the sea level came up and then it flooded that, and now it doesn't matter.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that there's like islands and stuff right off of Antarctica that people own. Is there?
Off of where? Antarctica?
Yeah.
I know nothing about that. Maybe. I
I
don't
don't
know.
know.
I know there's islands between like Antarctica and New Zealand, Antarctica and like South America and stuff like that.
Right.
But I don't know about owned privately. Like, we talking like
Like
Little St.
Rockefeller?
James sort of thing, or like
I don't know. I heard the
okay.
name Rockefeller. I heard the name,
Wouldn't surprise me.
what
Big
was the
family.
other one? And some other
Rothschild?
rich guy. Yeah, Rothschild.
I'm sure
Rothschild, of
Bezos.
course, I just guessed Rothschild, it was correct.
I'm sure Bezos has bases where he parks his fucking massive
His
ass
UFOs.
yacht all over the planet, and his UFOs,
See,
his Amazon drone UFOs.
the good thing is we could just put a disclaimer at the beginning of this and say all of this is comedy and no one will take it seriously.
Well, this is all comedy.
Because they shouldn't. Because it's all comedy.
Well, the conspiracy podcasts are all comedy, right?
Yeah.
I generally think most of them are listed under comedy
They are
podcasts on
generally. To be honest,
the
this is all really funny to me because a lot of this is all so stupid.
Well, I'm not coming in
Yeah,
here
a lot of it,
with a
like when you
dick.
say it out loud, it sounds
I'm
pretty
not
obvious.
coming in here with like years of research and books and shit. I'm just here to like spin yarn and
Right.
go on with whatever clusterfuck topic you people
Yeah,
pick.
I mean, if you ask me for like a work cited, I'm gonna show you a crack pipe and like a bottle of vodka. It
I'm gonna
sounds
show you.
like,
Hey, you
I
know they
mean.
fucking they'll take. They'll you remember back in when we were in school where they would say you can't use Wikipedia as a source and now you
I
can. It's the
do
same
remember that,
fucking
and now
thing.
you can. Yeah.
Wait,
That's
you
weird.
can now?
Apparently
Yeah.
in like elementary and like high school and middle school, yeah, you can use
They
Wiki
let
as a
you
source.
use it now? This is bullshit.
Apparently.
I
'Cause
always,
when we
what
were in
I
school, we're like, this
did,
is not a source.
because Wikipedia had sources at the bottom, I'd just go find what information was from where and just use those as the sources because.
I knew a lot of people in college that would pull parts of their papers from Wiki, like do like the research on Wiki and then just find like sources that validated
Yeah, well,
Wikipedia
that's
and
I
write their
mean,
structured
not
papers
to
based on
incriminate
Wikipedia.
myself, I did that too, occasionally. It's not very hard to find stuff like that isn't Wikipedia that has the same information because they.
I typically used it to like give myself that general idea of what I was looking for and then to look around.
Yeah,
But I
that's.
never like used it outright.
To be honest, like most of the time it links to something else that is like a legitimate source. Like if you dig deep enough at the bottom of the page, it'll have the source of like where they're getting it from and where all of it came from. So, and a lot
Yeah,
of
no, yeah, that's. Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. A lot of it's good if they link academic journals and stuff for
yeah,
my major, which was history. But
it's required most of the time for all the stuff I did
a
and.
lot of the stuff that they link typically were not academic. So I was like, I can't really use this in my
I would
papers.
literally get a zero if I didn't, so if you didn't. That's been a while. If I didn't use an academic journal.
Oh, yeah, no, I had to use academic sources only. Journals and monographs, mostly.
I heard there's Singing Ice, by the way.
Singing Ice? Okay, well, all right. I've heard Sky Ice, but not Singing Ice.
I don't even know if this is... I don't even know if this is, like, fake. I think this might just be real from, like, wind. Like
like ice with holes in it and stuff?
Yeah. They recently discovered that the... I think it's called the Ross Ice Shelf. Exudes a eerie little melody caused by winds blowing, like, across
the... They claim it's caused by winds, but we know it's caused by eldritch gods that are frozen in the ice.
The so, damn souls
the
of
entire
hell
time I was reading about this stuff, I just kept thinking of the fucking of the mountains of, what is it, on the mountains of madness, in the mountains of madness, the H.P. Lovecraft story.
I've never actually read any H.P.
very
Lovecraft.
Good
I should
they
I,
went
I
on an expedition had. They mined into like an icy mountain, they found a bunch of like fucking eldritch horrors that were indescribable, of course
yeah. Indescribable eldritch horrors.
And I think the whole expedition crew got like killed or something like that. I can't remember how it ended.
That not surprising,
but generally that's how a lot of H.P. Lovecraft stories end, is they all of them get fucking
but there's just there's murder. Demons frozen in the ice, and they make weird noises. What can I say?
Yeah,
it's just like Mystery Flesh Pit National Park. Nobody really knows what's going on, but there's just a Mystery Flesh Pit.
Isn't that an SCP thing?
I think so. Yeah, I've only SCPs. Ever seen the.
We should,
I've only
talk
ever
about
seen
some
the
of
art.
Those in this.
Yeah, we should talk about like cryptids and stuff, and link it to SCP. And we should do a lot of episodes about cryptids.
We talk about the back rooms for an episode.
Yeah, the back rooms.
No, yeah, the trendy thing right now, the back rooms.
Joe Biden, why are you in the back rooms? Do we have? What else do we have?
Yeah, motherfuckers
like,
got fake.
I don't know. We're like
we've talked about like one or two or three things.
There's
like,
a lot to unpack.
And like there's a lot. Like we haven't talked about most of the main. Like,
if anybody came
really
into this, if anybody came into this conversation thinking we're experts on a conspiracy theory, now you're listening to three morons talk about whatever topic we drummed up before the podcast.
Well,
right?
We probably do all have our own area of expertise.
Yeah,
like, I can tell you a lot about cryptids and like a lot about Bigfoot and stuff like that. But this is my first time looking at Antarctica at all.
Yeah,
because quite frankly, I never cared.
I was gonna say, I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of this, kind of wild.
That picture or that tweet you linked in chat earlier with the whole see the pyramids, see they built the pyramids in Antarctica in the same manner they built pyramids in fucking Egypt. You know what's actually funny about that? And I know I'm just talking shit about, like being on the nose with things. It is kind of suspicious how a lot of cultures throughout the world all built pyramids in a manner that was similar, with having no connection to each other.
That definitely is suspicious. Also in the fact that there may be pyramids in areas that we just don't recognize there officially as being pyramids. Like when I was in college, me and my friend, my sophomore year, walked into our history professor's office and talked to him about Bosnian pyramids. We asked him about the Bosnian pyramids. Right, and there are no Bosnian pyramids officially, and he said it's just a weird shaped mountain, but there is a mountain in Bosnia and it is shaped like a pyramid, and the stones are mysteriously shaped in like blocks. So like it's shaped like a pyramid that's like paved with hewn stone, but geologists just claim that it's like a natural structure. I'm like, this just doesn't make sense.
It looks like a pyramid.
It's too smooth. It's too well engineered. There's too many like things.
Yeah.
Now
There's a lot of megastructures where it's too smooth and too engineered, but they're recognized megastructures.
Right.
Like,
right.
There
think
are megastructures out there where like you can't
like the Bass Pro Shop.
You cannot. Yeah, like the Bass Pro. Yeah, like the Bass Pro Shop. No. There's like
you go to church on Sunday, I go to the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid in Tampa, Florida.
We're not the same, brother.
It's in Memphis, Tennessee. Brad,
it's fucking close enough.
It's just not close at all. But no,
that
there's
whole part of the country is close enough. They're all fucking related.
They're barely the south.
But I believe that I believe it's in Greece. There's like a couple thousand-year-old structures on top of, like, on the top of a mountain, where no, like you have to haul all the blocks up a mountain, and like the blocks are fit together so well you can't even put a sheet of paper between them.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like blocks that are put together with like they have like joints like hewn out into the blocks, and they pour molten metal into the block to create like a joint. And at, like a period where like people shouldn't have been doing this, like a depth of history that people shouldn't have been doing that sort of thing.
My counter to a lot of those claims of like lost technology and shit. It's like, do you know how much time they had to figure this shit out? Like, there is so much time between when they started the foundation of the Great Pyramid and when they finished it. And with the amount of people they had working on the project, there's bound to be things that they figured out that they didn't record that we would just look as, oh, it's magic. They got all these limestone blocks moved across, you know, 300 miles to this quarry location. It's like, they told 1,000 people to move this block onto a boat. And they floated the boat down to the fucking Nile and put the block in the sand and told 10,000 people to drag the sumbitch up the step. A lot of conspiracy people completely discredit time when it comes to these things. It's like, you know, humans 3,000 years ago shouldn't have been able to do this. It's like, yeah, it probably took them 3,000. It probably took them 1,000 years to build this fucking thing, or 500 years to build this fucking thing. And 500 years is a lot of time to figure out weird ways of doing shit that nowadays we could take a power tool with.
And Brad, you're wrong. It was the aliens.
Of course it was the aliens. it was the aliens. They set up the pyramids as psychic beacons to blast some kind of message into deep space to contact the Zeta Reptilians and someone.
Okay. Finds the high-tech button inside the pyramids and beams the message.
Please,
to
do. Right, let find me, the, let me the make... aliens. You're find the Stargate in find the here. Stargate in the fucking Great Pyramid, and I will fucking eat a shoe. I please, that'd be great.
Let me make a point here about why I personally have come to believe that there may have been advanced civilizations far before our own that have been lost to time, right? And I guess if the audience didn't figure it out at this point with some of the conversation earlier with Brad, like the right hooks and the left hooks, I am a Christian, right? So Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 9 through 11, imagine that, say this.
Fuck, you that didn't which... have to...
Why? Why did you do that? Like,
you had to point it happens. Out. You couldn't just
numbers.
Let it go.
I don't know. Whenever I see those
you couldn't
numbers,
just let it go. You couldn't just
no,
let
I
it
can't.
Go.
Whenever I see those numbers, I think of that.
God,
what
dude, we are gonna get hunted down by the fucking deep state. I swear.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I hope I end up in like a creek somewhere, face down. No, it's so Ecclesiastes 1:9-11 say this: that which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which
Bars.
It may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after. Which would seem to point that maybe there was an advanced civilization. That is that first verse was
Bars. Okay, Zoomer, shut the fuck up.
Die. But no, that would seem to point towards maybe like a pre-diluvian, a anti. Diluvian civilization, you could say,
or it could just be somebody saying that God came up with everything.
Was more advanced than today.
So do you think Atlantis was?
I don't. I mean, I think, dude, I have a lot of information about that. That's a whole episode.
Well, here's the thing with that though. I can buy there being pre. Like Mesopotamian civilizations and shit like that, because there's a lot of time between us climbing out of trees and us finding relics in the Middle East. I can believe that.
Right.
The thing I don't believe is it's kind of like Halo, where humanity was like a galaxy-spanning empire tens of thousands, if not millions of years ago, and then we collapsed into, like, something happened and we collapsed into fucking cave people again. The problem with that is you would never find that shit because tectonic plate movement on the planet would crush any remnants of that. And if we're an intergalactic or at least a intersolar species at some point, space is huge. So if we come across like a space station or a ship floating out there that's obviously not ours, that's one thing. But space is gigantic. You're talking about distances that the human mind can't comprehend. Like, even between Earth and the moon is a ridiculous distance. You're talking about millions of miles, right? And then you're talking about the distance between Earth and the sun. And the only way you can humanly understand that is it takes 8 minutes for sunlight from the sun to hit the Earth. That's traveling at light speed, which is the fastest thing that we can come up with. It takes 8 minutes for sunlight to hit the Earth, right? That's how far away from the fucking sun we are. So you're talking, that's one AU, that's one astronomical unit, that's the distance between us and the sun. It takes 8 minutes for sunlight to go from the surface of the sun to hit our upper atmosphere, to hit our eyes. That's gigantic. And it's obviously, when we talked about the Earth, those distance metrics are a lot smaller. But when you have a constantly upheaving and changing and destructive environment, which is plate tectonics, the only way you'd be able to find shit from a super advanced civilization that would have existed in the past is if they purposely engineered their shit to not be destroyed by plate tectonics. And that's insane. You're talking like indestructible materials, or you're talking about shielding, or you're talking about fucking reality bubbles or something that keeps it from, you know, phasing in about our, like in and out of our reality. I just can't buy it. Recent things of the last 100,000 years or so, that's one thing, because there hasn't been a lot of plate tectonics that have changed massively in the last 100,000 years. But if we start talking about like millions of years, that's such an outrageous number that you're basically just making shit up at that point. Because there's no way you could prove that.
I'm talking tens of thousands, right? Like, I don't.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Like the whole like Atlantis thing, I can buy that.
Yeah, I'm mostly talking Atlantis.
Yeah, that's
also not suggesting that it's like super technologically advanced for a variety of reasons. One of them being our own level of technological advancement and what it took to become industrialized to the point that we are, used up all of the easily accessible resources on Earth, with the exception of like bog iron. So essentially, if we were to collapse as like a society and like no longer to be able to harness this tech that we have today, we could never reach this point again after a certain point, because there's just not enough accessible coal to be mined with hand tools and accessible iron left. But mm-hmm. like, I'm thinking like, you could at least have like a chalcolithic level of civilization that developed and then fell apart, right? So chalcolithic being like copper age, like Minoan, old kingdom.
That's been
Egypt.
Proven. That's been proven to happen half a dozen times. We've gone through technological droughts where we've had like a plague or a pandemic or whatever happened.
Well, you have
and
like
then
the most notable is the Bronze Age collapse, which comes with the Sea Peoples. Kind of cause a civilizational collapse around the Mediterranean, but we know that human civilizations develop around river systems. And when you have that, like, we also look back in time geologically, we can tell like, oh, there's gigantic river systems, mega systems even, that existed that are no longer around to today and exist in areas that are not easily accessible or excavatable.
Right.
For example, like the Sahara Desert back in the past had a major river system in it. And
yeah,
that
used to be a fucking jungle.
It did. And a civilization could easily have built up around that system. And we can't really excavate that because the sand shift, and it's hard to get supplies out there, and it would cost way too much money.
Yeah.
So
You'd have to have Jeff Bezos money to prove a point that may not even be a viable point because it's the fucking Sahara Desert.
And right. There is a ring structure out in the Sahara Desert that is similar to what I believe is it Plato describes Atlantis? I believe it's what Plato described as Atlantis.
I'd
It's
always
a ring
wondered this. Where
structure.
did the idea of Atlantis come from?
Like, it comes from the Greeks. One of the Greek historians slash philosophers describes Atlantis
Interesting.
as, and he describes it as an ancient civilization in his time. He doesn't describe it as something that's current.
Oh,
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
like
he
past
describes it
tense.
as something that came before.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like past tense. Like past tense in ancient
Similar
Greek
to how
past tense.
like the
That's wild.
Iliad and the Odyssey are describing things that came before, but they're putting it in the terms that they have today. So like when they talk about like steel weapons in like the Iliad, they're not talking about steel. They're talking about bronze or
Right.
copper, because they're talking about things that happened like maybe upwards of 1,000 years previously, but were nevertheless real events. Once again, this is not Antarctica, but it does tie in, because a lot of people believe that Atlantean civilization was much larger and was worldwide, and that they made it across the Atlantic Ocean and they colonized in the Atlantic as well,
Right.
Well, it's the same way
on
how
our
people
side,
explain
and that they colonized the whole world.
it's the same way people explain how people got to Australia. You know, it's like, oh yeah, that there was islands thousands, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of years ago, and people figured out boats, not deep water boats, but boats to get between islands, and then
Polynesian
they,
type societies, right? So
and then they landed
it's
on they landed on Australia, and they were like, shit, we fucked up. Now we can't get off because they just got giant
and
spiders and shit.
it's arguable too, though, that like with the right current, a fleet with a sufficient population could get across the Atlantic. I
Yeah.
believe it was in the early 1900s, in Brazil, which has since been lost, I might add, a Phoenician graving was uncovered on a wall of a like a cliff, and it was recorded, even though the engraving itself has been lost. And it was in the Phoenician language, which was a Mediterranean language. The people of Carthage are the descendants of Phoenicia until they were destroyed by Rome. And there's two the two major linguists of the time had separate conclusions. One said essentially it's in the New World. Phoenicia could never have made it with the technology that they had. There's no way that this is real. The other one said there are linguistic complexities in this that were not known at the time it discovered, and if it's a fake, the Phoenician grammar is too advanced. So the conclusion, in my opinion, is if the grammar is too advanced for the time that it was written down, it must be real. Meaning that people at some point in written history or known history were able to get from the Mediterranean Sea over to South America.
Right,
Because
because it was
that's
still old,
possible. If
right?
that is possible, oh yeah, no, this would have been a Bronze Age people. If that's possible, then a Bronze Age people in previous times could also have gotten over.
Yeah, and I mean, who could have said that the continents could have been a little bit closer at that time too? I mean, continental drift is a real thing. We're finding out that shit's getting farther.
It's very
Is
real.
it getting
Yeah.
farther apart or closer apart?
Well, I think it depends on which way the drift
Yeah,
is
I guess it
going.
depends where we're talking about, but there's changes happening.
I
And
believe Europe and America are getting farther, and Asia and America are getting closer.
yeah, I mean, 5,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years is enough time for there to be enough of a change where people can be like, I bet I can jump that island. I bet I can get
And
across the ocean.
I believe the Atlantean thing with the Sahara would be 13,000 years, 12 to 13,000.
Yeah,
So
that's plenty of time.
that's a significant time.
And I know I just said something about, you know, hundreds of thousands. Like, I'm talking small changes here, folks. I'm
And
talking like a little, like
yeah.
a couple hundred miles, a couple hundred kilometer change,
Yeah,
not
and
like Pangaea.
keep in mind that 13,000 years ago, the climate was significantly warmer, hence and wetter, hence why the Sahara was a habitable place. But it also follows that perhaps parts of Antarctica were also habitable places. The edges may have been more like southern South America than the Antarctica that we know today. The glaciers may have been further in. It's not necessarily like it's not insane to think, oh, maybe Antarctica was not
No,
some
that's not
ice
out of the
sheet
question
back
at
then.
all.
It's not
Oh,
out of the question. And even if it was, there are islands relatively close. So, people, while they may would probably have known what Antarctica was, they just may not have lived there. They may have frequented islands nearby.
Yeah.
It would also have been, if it's cold enough down there, great place to get ice. Something that's not bad for humans. Ice is a business.
How would they have gotten it back to the warmer climate, though?
Well, you probably would have brought it to a warmer climate, but to like a slightly warmer climate, in what do you call it? In like southern South America.
I guess, yeah.
And one is if you bring it, if you bring a sufficient amount in the winter and you store it underground, it doesn't melt quickly.
Yeah, that's true. You can
Because you
mix
would.
like, you can also mix like sawdust and shit with,
Yeah, well, that's in colonial period. You would have put ice into your root cellar, and it, the ice put in the winter could last till the next winter if you if you did it properly, and it could keep the cellar at a constant like whatever degrees. I don't know what degrees is, but you know that's
Interesting.
my spiel on Atlantis and Antarctica. And we'll come back to this at some point, most likely
There's
with
a lot
more.
that we need to come back
There's a
to
lot to this, and
because
we'll come back to it at some point and talk about it in more depth. So,
you
it ties into Antarctica to some extent, but also it's a whole other
I
topic.
was gonna I
That's
had
the big thing with Antarctica as a topic, is it ties into so much.
Oh
It's
yeah.
kind of like it's a good starting point because it gives a lot of branching opportunity, right? There's a lot of things like Flat Earth, obviously, is a big topic. The Nazis are a big topic. Atlantis is a big topic. UFOs are a big topic. I don't know if there's any cryptids out there. I didn't come across any in my research, but I'm not entirely sure.
I think there was one that
Well,
someone thought they saw.
cryptids are a big topic as well.
This is a big thing with mountains, though, I've noticed in places, is that people think that they see like hill giants or like what have you in the
Yeah,
distance.
that's a big thing in mountains. Oh, even like Yeti, Sasquatch sort of things, that is
Yeah.
big in mountainous areas.
So I think that's what I had read. In reality, it was just a rock formation. Like they actually found.
Well, you say reality, but
Well,
even Lincoln commented
they've.
on the giant bones, I believe. One US president named on it. I think it was
That
Lincoln.
was interesting. That is an interesting thing. The giant bones.
Giant bones in North American mounds are a very interesting topic that we should touch on. Also, with relation to like ancient history, with the most famous example being Goliath in the
Yeah.
Bible being a giant who is 9 feet tall. But
Part of
you know,
me thinks that that wasn't meant to be taken literally, but I don't know.
well, we can see. We can discuss that at some point.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else like Antarctica specifically to like
I don't know. I
dive
mean,
into here?
maybe.
And we've kind of glanced across everything that we could have came up with. I mean, the only thing I
Should we go
could
look at the
think of would
map?
be like, what?
There's a map of the conspiracies of where they're
I've
supposed to
seen
be.
that. I've talked about
That's what I'm
maps.
looking at. I mean, we talked about pyramids, talked about the Nazis, talked about aliens,
And like,
the tropical shit. I don't know
I
what are
was,
these Easter Island head looking fucks on here.
I have no idea.
oh, I don't know
That
either, but
that's a whole other thing, Easter Island. But
yeah,
I'm sure Antarctica will come up again as like a part of a lot of
we
these
could talk about
conspiracies,
it, yeah.
because it's just such like it's really like a touchstone sort of thing here. It's like a touching off point for everything else. It plays a role in so many things, but it isn't really one thing on its own. The biggest one conspiracy with Antarctica is the Inner Earth and Admiral Byrd,
Yeah.
which we touched on, and then we said like we said our piece about that. Like it's not clear whether the memoir is real or not. It's not clear whether it's reasonable to believe that there's a inner earth or not. But that is the big like Antarctica conspiracy, is the inner earth.
Yeah.
And obviously even that ties into like missing 411 and things like
Oh
that.
yeah, the map of all the
Yeah, the
national
cave
forests.
systems.
And
Yeah.
yeah.
The missing people
I've
born
been to
in
a
cave systems.
national forest recently. I went to Acadia.
You were just there, yeah.
Yeah, nobody went missing though, so that's good.
Now,
I did
I went to.
almost drown in my sleep
Oh,
thanks to my
really?
tent flooding.
That's not good. Yeah, I yeah. We'll have to talk about that. Yeah, I I went to Chugach and no one went missing either, but
well, that's good.
I've been to Allegheny as well. No one went missing. Even though that is a missing 411 spot, people do go missing there. Yeah, I mean, I don't. I think that's pretty much it we have for
Antarctica. Yeah, I think we did pretty good.
I think that was a pretty good. Considered. Pretty good. Some of those. This might be a pretty good first episode. I don't know how much we'll have to cut or bleep out, but
yeah, that'll be fun. That might take a while. We might record a couple episodes in the time that this comes out. So
yeah, but yeah.
Well, all right. I guess we'll wrap it up. Do we want to sign off? Just. Normally, yeah, or just drop it.
Yeah, what's the podcast name?
Later Losers. I don't fucking know. We didn't decide yet.
I don't
know.
Something. We did decide. It's up in this chat somewhere, but I don't remember what it is.
I don't remember which one we picked.
Oh, auditory hallucinations.
Is that what we picked?
Auditory
hallucination. Which little did we know is truly what this is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I figured it would turn into really quickly. So, yeah, we're not real. Goodbye.
Yeah. No. Okay, bye.